This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here I sit thinking about the moon that we have traveled, and every other man still hopes that we may come unraveled.
You can bet on the Good Day program for an overview of what's going on in the world. It's Tuesday, September the 16th. Beyond the middle of the month we are. I'm, speaking of we, Doug Steffen, the program named after me. Isn't that swell to have a radio program named after you? Ken Kessler is here as well. We're going to in-depth look at, listen to, converse about, if you will, a couple, three or four of the major stories of the day. A lot of people are interested, for whatever the reason. Don't ask me. I'm not the one who's predicating this. I can predicate what I talk about to a certain extent, because there are boundaries, and some of the boundaries I just will not go over. I'm not here to do a bleed and lead stuff. But the Oscar Pistorius trial and the situation after the trial has a lot of people talking. Facebook.com/today, Twitter at Today Show. He apparently, Kenny, is free now to compete for South Africa again, as long as running doesn't go against the ruling of the judge. Sentenced to be sentenced next month, found guilty in the killing of his girlfriend, sort of like manslaughter, I guess. Isn't that the equivalent of whatever the South African,
yeah,
the South African system has given him the, or he's earned the equivalency of manslaughter, which in our country would carry what kind of penalty? Is that something that's uniform? Every state has different rules on that, I guess. What's the variation, if we were to look at it, if you know, on manslaughter here? I remember seeing something 8 years for some. I know I've commented on the air more often than not that you get sent away for a fraction, something that is nowhere near as serious for longer periods of time. I mean, somebody's life. Isn't that the most important thing that you can be penalized for, taking somebody's life? Anyway, so what do we have comment-wise? Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. Our number here, by the way, is 888-302-3684, and the email address to Doug or Ken at DougSteffen.com.
Keith says, anyone who thinks Pistorius is going to get jail time is living in cuckoo land.
Why do you think he said that? Does that tone there sound critical of the events that have taken place, do you think? That person critical?
Well, I think, yeah, critical because it's a celebrity who, and they didn't find him guilty of murder. Mm. So because the prosecution did a poor job in presenting their case and convincing the judge, if they couldn't get him on murder, a lot of people seem to think he's not going to get much of a penalty.
No. Well, he's a white guy. If I've said this on the air, if you're a black guy in the same circumstances, whether he's wearing two false legs or not, it wouldn't make any difference. He'd have been, they'd have thrown the book at him. That's the way I look at the system. But there's as much prejudice there, perhaps even more. South Africa, given the roots, you know the story of South Africa, so there's as much prejudice there as there is here. Maybe more. All right, so what else have we got comment-wise?
Renee says, Oscar Pistorius is a murderer regardless of the verdict. He's one of the richest people in South Africa, so his defense team was on point, and that is all.
Is he one of the richest people in South Africa? I never even thought about that. What, a lot of endorsements?
I know he's got money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, lots of endorsements.
He does.
I wonder if those are gonna. I wonder if those are going to go away.
Yeah, stay or go. We had both the football players involved in controversy, Rice and Peterson. Did they both lose? Rice certainly lost all of his endorsements. Did Peterson lose all of his?
I don't know, but I know that the Vikings lost the Radisson Hotel yesterday.
They couldn't stay in the Radisson.
Vikings handle that. Yeah, they've lost their support.
Really? That's interesting, isn't it, huh? All right, what else have we got comment-wise?
Dan says, and apparently he agrees with you, he says, looking at this whole timeline about Pistorius, I have to ask, does it honestly affect any of your lives what happens to him?
Mm-hmm. That's a question that we continue to ask ourselves, and then we talk about this sort of thing, although we haven't talked about Pistorius for a long time. As Kenny has suggested, he faces years in jail, but not likely to get that, it would appear. As long as competing doesn't go against the ruling of the judge when she decides the sentence, he can run for South Africa. Last year, he was cleared to run overseas after appealing to his bail term. How did he do in the race that he ran last year?
I don't know. I don't think he did well. I didn't hear anything about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't remember hearing anything about it either. All right, so that's the update. That's the latest on Mr. Pistorius and what's going on, other than our legal counsel, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, has some comments he wants to make about this, so he'll join us in just a moment here on Good Day.
And now, Katy Perry.
Imagine going on stage without any guitars, or keyboards, drums, or a microphone, and being expected to roar. Tough, right? It's the same with our teachers who are using their own money so students can learn. DonorsChoose.org is a charity that helps teachers get what they need for students to succeed. That's why Staples is donating $1 million to the cause.
Join Katy Perry and donate at staples.com/make-roar-happen.
You're the type who likes to seize the day. All 30 of them during Member September. All month long, almost anything you get at Rite Aid gets you 3 times Wellness Plus points, which gets you to gold and 20% off almost everything in the store 3 times faster. Yep, the best program in the business is now even better. Buy 3, but only during Member September and only at Rite Aid. Activate your membership at memberseptember.com today. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Limitations apply. Prescriptions ineligible for triple points. See store for details.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it 3 times. Studies show you need to hear something 3 times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call quickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Doug Steffen here inviting you to make some strides with us. The American Cancer Society is making strides against breast cancer with fundraising walks all over the country, but we want you to join Good Day and others to help finish the fight. It's easy to pre-register, and believe me, it feels great to participate. About 300 of these short races are taking place all over the country, so there's probably one right near your home. Sign up today. You'll find a link on our Good Day site or our Facebook page, so go right to makingstrideswalk.org. Making Strides Against Breast Cancer.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
16 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Rich McFadden and Ken Kessler and I have back on the program Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is an attorney and author. He's a professor. He follows a lot of things with extremely, you are extremely well-informed. I think cogent was the word I was reaching for.
I like that
analysis.
One.
You like that one? That's good. Huh?
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about Pistorius and the ruling of the judge. Now, this is not easy because their system is different than ours. So a lot of people don't understand why it is that the judge took the tact that she did. You want to explain? Do you understand why she made
it? Yeah, and it's kind of interesting. On the one hand, our system of justice and theirs are both based on the Anglo-Saxon legal tradition, which I might add, and I used to say this to juries too, Winston Churchill said, democracy was the worst form of government on the face of the earth, except for all of the others. And I used to tell juries that I felt that way about our system of justice, that it was terribly flawed, but better than all the others. But you don't say that to a jury in South Africa, because South Africa abolished jury trials in 1969, and so they only have judges. In this case, Oscar Pretorius had a judge who didn't believe that the prosecution met its burden of proof beyond a reasonable doubt for murder charges. So the culpable homicide of which he was convicted is the equivalent here of a manslaughter, meaning he acted in a negligent or reckless manner. And you always question when you hear evidence secondhand in the media, but I don't think it was an unreasonable verdict to have reached in this case.
All right, so what does he get for penalty?
Interesting, because there's something that's very different from our country. It's the equivalent of manslaughter. Someone has been killed. Someone has been killed because of his actions, and the minimum sentence is whatever the judge wants to make. So she could make it a probation if she so chose, but she also could have it up to as much as 15 years. I don't know where she's coming down on that. I am, sure that it will not be a probation, but it'll be interesting to see the degree of culpability that she shows on his part by what she does give him. But it could be anything from probation to 15 years.
Former Ravens running back Ray Rice appealing his indefinite suspension by the NFL. How does that get done legally?
Yeah, he's got, on the one hand, it's interesting because here the collective bargaining agreement between the players and the league controls. This isn't something that will end up probably in the courtrooms. But you had him originally getting a two-game suspension. Now, whether or not Commissioner Goodell saw the second video or not, he saw a video in which an unconscious woman was being dragged out of the elevator. He had already pleaded to sufficient facts for the violence, so there was no new facts. He knew he knocked her out. Then the commissioner changed his mind. He said, okay, I didn't act correctly, so from now on the penalty is going to be for a first offense, which it was with Ray Rice, a six-game penalty. But then he decides, and I've changed my mind on Ray Rice, so not only am I taking back what I already determined, but I'm not going to follow my new rules. So I think, frankly, he's got a pretty good
basis.
Chance that, of winning.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman, attorney and person responsible for Scamicide.com. Trending now on Good Day, the story of NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell working with four women on the development and implementation of the league's policies, resources, and outreach on issues of domestic violence and sexual assault. The memo that announces this comes after last week when Ray Rice was suspended indefinitely for hitting his fiance in an elevator. Everybody knows that story by now. So what we have is a question for you to ponder at DougStephan.com. Our poll, should Roger Goodell step down? He still has a sort of a stench attached to him. A is yes, B is no, and C is who is Roger Goodell. All right. Well, listen, there are a lot of people that don't follow football. I don't pay much attention to it, but paid a lot of attention to this. 21 at the hour in the Good Day program.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze-Dry Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze-Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you would like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Last week. And the result of that, according to the story at DougStefan.com today, is that there's been a huge spike in the sales of their earlier songs, albums, that sort of thing. 24 releases showed up on the iTunes charts over the weekend. That's pretty significant stuff.
Even Zooropa?
Zooropa. So the poll today at DougStefan.com asks, what was the last album by U2 that you bought? A, No Line on the Horizon. B, How to Dismantle an Atomic Bomb. C, Achtung Baby. D, Rattle and Hum. E, The Joshua Tree. F, War. G, Some Other. H, I don't know. I have never bought any of U2 albums. That's going to be my answer. Kenny, what's your answer to that poll?
No Line on the Horizon. That was the last one before this one.
Okay, what about you, Richie?
No, I own all of them.
Do you really?
Yes.
Well, I'm impressed. Good for you.
Yeah.
Well, you're quite a music. You're knowledgeable and a connoisseur of this.
On U2, yeah, I certainly enjoy all of their stuff. I mean, there's, you know, Zooropa, something I don't pull out of the rack every so often, but How Did This Dismantle an Atomic Bomb? I thought it was a great album. Loved it.
Yeah.
I like the philosophy of that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so from that story, we go to a story of what many, there aren't many people that I know, at least in my circle of friends, who think Kanye West is a good human being, or is a, I don't know, what best is used
stand up guy.
Describe him. Well, speaking of standing up, Mr. West refused to continue his show on Friday night in Sydney, Australia, until the entire audience was standing and dancing. Unfortunately for his self-esteem, one of the audience members had a prosthetic leg, another was in a wheelchair.
One of the concert goers told a reporter that he addressed the crowd saying, "I can't do this show until everybody stands up. Unless you got a handicap pass and you get a special parking ticket in that blank." The fan waved her leg in the air. Kanye so kindly continued the show, stopping again when he saw that there remained a single seated fan. He halted the performance.
Right, so then he's looking out at the audience and he asked the audience. You want him to stand up or do you want him to get removed? So he's threatening to throw everybody out of the place.
Jerk.
So then he sends his security guard Pascal over to check him out. This is the longest I've ever had to wait to do the song, Stand Up. And then finally, a security guard confirms that that somebody's in a wheelchair over there.
What a jerk. Yeah, we sort of chuckle when we remember Joe Biden's...
Yeah, Joe Biden's gone, oh, thank God. I'm not the stand-up wheelchair guy anymore.
Remember that from the first election? I don't think it was the last election. It was the first time around when he was acknowledging veterans in the audience. And
God bless you.
He says, "Yeah, would you stand up?" And the guy's in the wheelchair. That's laughable. The Kanye West thing was not. I didn't see it that way anyway. From what
he ended up having some attitude about it. Like at first he was kind of like, "Everybody stand up, let's dance, let's have a good time." And then he got a tood and was irked about it. And that's when he became a jerk.
Poor little boy. 28 at the hour and good day. This hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program is brought to you by BuzzBox Coffee. Did you know that if you use BuzzBox Coffee in your Keurig machine instead of those stale prepackaged K-cups that you'd be saving $699 a year? You heard me right. BuzzBox Coffee will save you $699 a year. Now we know that the reusable filters that come with the Keurig is not a great thing, and that's no accident. They want you to buy the K-cups that sit on warehouse shelves for months because that's how they make their money. But now there's a solution. So you can get the truly best of the best when it comes to coffee. That's USDA certified organic, shade grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded. And this coffee helps my Eastleigh farm survive. Simply use the solo fill from BuzzBox Coffee. You can avoid the mess, gain the convenience, and save yourself a nice chunk of change. $699 a year based on the average price of 80 cents per K-cup versus 25 cents per cup of BuzzBox coffee. When you drink 2 pounds of coffee per month, how will you spend your savings? Folks, unite with the gang and me in enjoying delicious BuzzBox coffee, and together, let's make a difference, one cup at a time. Try your free pound today by calling 866-456-7805 or simply go to DougSteffen.com and click on the orange BuzzBox.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations. That's Man Cow for you. Hear him here. GC.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Begun for many, maybe it's ending for you, depends on where you are and what's going on, but we're here to discuss the issues of the day, the things that are going on that are of import in this hour. Ken Kessler and I being Doug Steffen, are here at your service on your side with an overview of a number of issues more in depth than we might normally be, not the shotgun approach. We usually have 10, 12, 14 things we may run through in the course of an hour and have a little fun with the news of the day, the issues. Having fun with the issues is not necessarily something that we would have during this hour, as in-depth means to sort of drill down into an issue. And health and well-being, the American system of health care, is often something that we look at. I'm not sure that we have taken a great look at what's going on in other countries. Socialized medicine has been important in Canada, most of the British Isles, most of Europe. I can't tell you that I think I know much about what's going on in Asia, frankly, when it comes to health care and some of the more progressive, the newly progressive governments there. I can tell you, though, when it comes to Africa and the fear-mongering that's going on with the news media, continuing focus on this, it's got a lot of people's attention. There is a surge in the number of cases now of Ebola across sort of the horn, the central part of Africa, and four or five different countries. So the president yesterday said that the United States was pledging a lot of money to keep our country safe. I think that's the way this is being read, Kenny. I'd be interested to know what we have for comments. Facebook.com/good day, Twitter at good day, about Ebola and in general the situation as it applies to us. And does it apply or not? It does not seem to have applied to us, other than some of the aid workers that have gone over there that have gotten sick with Ebola have come back. I think there have been four or five cases of that, and none of those people have died, and apparently all of them have recovered or are on the way to recovery. But there is this continuing storyline about the Ebola virus and whether or not we might have an outbreak of it here in America. To be on the offensive now, apparently, rather than the defensive, the administration is ramping up its response, preparing to assign 3,000 military personnel, our military personnel, to this region to supply medical and logistical support to the healthcare system, if there even, I don't even know if that word or that phrase applies there, because their local healthcare is pretty much non-existent, as you can see. They're getting help from most everywhere around the world, people who are from private resources, some of the Doctors Without Borders types of organizations that are international. There are some people who are afraid to go in there. So I'm wondering who the 3,000 military personnel are who are going to go over there. Are going to be assigned, or are they going to volunteer? I sure as hell wouldn't volunteer for it. Would you?
Me either. No way.
I wouldn't volunteer for that.
No.
So how are you going to get 3,000 people to go in there? Well, maybe it'll get explained later on, because this is a project that's in its germinating state. Local health care systems need beds. They need to isolate the victims. They need to treat the victims. And the president's plan seems to deal with all of those parts of the problem. He is going to announce the stepped-up effort today. He's visiting the Federal Center for Disease Control, the CDC. And there are some people that don't think you ought to go there because there have been people who have been treated for it at the, well, I guess it wasn't at the center, though. It was at Emory University where they were treated, right? The doctor and assistant and a couple of other people have been treated, but it's over at Emory. So the president, probably not likely to get Ebola, but there is concern there in the CDC that the virus could mutate into a more easily transmitted disease. And so the United States doesn't want this to become an epidemic, doesn't want this to spread around the world, doesn't, what the president says, doesn't want it to come to America. So he's proposed this new U.S. muscle, back again to the question, who's going to volunteer? That'll probably get explained today. At least it'll be a question by any astute news person. The appeals are coming in from this region, from four or five different countries who have asked us and the United Nations, in general, aid organizations around the world for a heightened role in combating this outbreak. 22, 23, 2400 deaths, depending on what you believe, but several thousand anyway. So here's what the administration said yesterday about the new initiatives and what they aim to do. A, train as many as 500 healthcare workers a week to go over there. Erect 17 healthcare facilities in the region, 100 beds each. Set up a joint command headquarters in Monrovia, Liberia, to coordinate between U.S. and international relief efforts. To provide home healthcare kits to hundreds of thousands of people, including 50,000 the U.S. Agency for International Development will deliver to Liberia this week. See, this will be a project of USAID. The Undersecretary of State for Foreign Aid will go over there, bring his team, and carry out the work. What the stipulation would be is that all the work, everything that's going to be done, everything that will be built, all will have to be built by American companies. The plan also, as it was leaked last night, will carry out home and community-based campaigns to train local people on how to handle anyone that is exposed, how to recognize it, how to stay away from them, because these people are so naive and they haven't been trained, they haven't been taught, they haven't been told. So they just, when somebody is sick, they, oh, isn't that too bad? And they give them a hug and they spread it around. That's why it's spreading like wildfire, because the population is completely ignorant and continues to be. So let's see here. What other things do we have? The plans and the announcements, the cost will be $500 million, apparently. About $500 million. But this is part of the AID budget. Some of the money will come from contingency operations like the war in Afghanistan. The Pentagon has asked Congress to redirect the money that they have in their budget to carry out humanitarian efforts in Iraq and in Africa. It'll take a couple of weeks to get U.S. forces on the ground. Once again, I want to kind of know, my curiosity is which Americans are going to go and how are they going to be selected? Senator Chris Coons of Delaware, chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, applauded the news. He's in charge of the African region. He had called for the administration to step up its role there. He said, quote, this humanitarian intervention should serve as a firewall against a global security crisis that has the potential to reach America. So we have people going to Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea. Those are the countries that are hardest hit by the outbreak. But it's also gotten into Nigeria, Senegal. We all know how it's spread, at least at this point. In this iteration, direct contact, bodily fluids, and doctors, obviously, who are treating, nurses who are treating, are extraordinarily vulnerable to contracting this virus. And there's no vaccine or approved treatment, but there is the ZMapp, but they don't have the ability to make a whole lot. I don't see where that is. It would seem to me that would be part of what the government, I think Kenny ought to do here. The government ought to be funding this the treatment that was given to, I guess, 1,100 people worked pretty well. What are we getting for comments on these sorts of things, Ebola, et cetera, on Facebook or Twitter?
Linda says, I think it is a very bad idea to bring people with Ebola here for treatment.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think that's what this is suggesting. Unless they're Americans, they don't come here for treatment. So this is not about the, I don't see anything in this proposal that suggests that we're going to bring people over here to treat them. As a matter of fact, I think the proposal is to keep them there. What else, Kenny?
Yeah, I think that was about the Americans that we have brought here already, the doctors.
I guess. Yeah.
Marcia says, I'm getting more and more concerned about Ebola, and also this virus outbreak in the northern states is a huge concern. I'm afraid it's been brought in from the new immigrants from South America.
Well, we have a focus on that. Dr. Ken Crona is going to join us in a minute with a focus on that virus, the so-called enterovirus, that is entering into the U.S. That's up next here on the Doug Good Day program.
Everything you love about fall in one mug.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams.
Sam Adams Oktoberfest is here.
It's really good.
Sweet, malty, and delicious.
Wow, that is good, really tasty.
If I were to think of a taste of, like, Halloween, it'd be Oktoberfest.
Smooth, caramel, roasted malt.
In the fall, when I see it, I grab it.
The Oktoberfest is what I look forward to every year. This is just perfection in a glass.
Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Enjoy it while it's here.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Buick Certified Service Technicians are known for their expert auto service. Brakes, oil, tires, or any other service you need, it's what we do. And we also take pride in our exceptional customer service. That's why Buick recently received the J.D. Power Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. And we couldn't have done it without the best customers in the world. So I personally want to say thanks. Thanks for choosing Buick Certified Service.
You're welcome.
Oh, and your car's all set. They're pulling it around for you now.
Okay, great.
Experience the new Buick with our exceptional service now and get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand-name tires. See participating U.S. Buick dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by 11/30/14. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends 10/31/14. For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear?
Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment, comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes a stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262. And mention Doug Steffen, you'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today, 800-543-9262.
At the Home Depot, buy one or more pallets of GAF Royal Sovereign 3-tab shingles and save up to 20%. Let's raise the roof, but lower the cost with bulk pricing on GAF, America's number one shingle, featuring advanced protection technology. This is worth shouting from the rooftops. Let's do this. Up to 20% off one or more pallets of select GAF shingles. More saving. More doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through September 17th, U.S. only, see store for details.
All right, time now for our visit from Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is one of the medical experts on the Good Day program. He follows medical news, interprets some of the important stories. Interesting story, Ken, on oily fish and how it might have yet another benefit that we haven't thought about yet.
Exactly. Yeah, the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition this week, Doug, oily fish, just 2 servings of these fish a week can slash the risk of hearing loss by a fifth. Oily fish such as sardines, salmon, and mackerel, they're rich in omega-3 fatty acids, which have already been shown, as you mentioned, to lower the risk of heart disease, dementia, cancer, depression, and arthritis. Now, a study of women has shown that consumption can lower the risk of deafness. So eating fish such as sardines, salmon, and mackerel can help maintain hearing.
Or using a supplement like Omax 3 Ultra Pure, another reason for that. Statins may have other beneficial impacts on one's body, and this would come if you knew you had diabetes or not. I guess I'd wonder about that, Ken.
Well, this would come about if you knew you had diabetes. This is out of the medical journal Lancet Diabetes and Endocrinology this week. Cholesterol-busting statins may also help prevent common and serious diabetes complications. Although the drugs are known to lower the risk for heart attack and stroke, among those with type 2 diabetes already, Doug, statins may also help protect against diabetes-related damage to small blood vessels in the body that can lead to blindness and amputations.
All right. So we've been up and down on Ebola, whether it is a horrible disease and is going to spread everywhere. Now people are suggesting this enterovirus in the Midwest could be something more serious than has been made out to be at this point.
Exactly. This is out of the CDC this week. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention, Doug, believes the enterovirus causing hundreds of hospitalizations now in the Midwest could get much worse. 10 states have requested the CDC assistance in investigating and responding to the illness. Enteroviruses, like the one striking the Midwest, it's called EVD68, are fairly common. Summer colds are often attributed to enteroviruses that peak in September during the seasonal transition. What is unusual, Doug, is the high number of hospitalizations of children. More than 30 children per day are being sent to the hospital in Kansas City, Missouri, and 15%, amazingly, of them to intensive care.
All right, let's find out a way to combat wrinkles and facial lines. This is a product to order right now if you listen to Ken tell you why it works.
Ladies, are you tired of trying to use all those wrinkle creams that simply do not work? And what about those bags under your eyes? That's why GenuCell with instant effects is different. GenuCell uses iSerl and state-of-the-art stem cell technology to target bags and puffiness under the eyes, and the results are incredible. not those embryonic stem cells, but you can also say goodbye to the fine lines and crow's feet around your eyes. In fact, you'll see results in just 12 hours or your money back. Chamonix has been making the most effective all-natural skincare for 15 years. Chamonix products, they work better than anything you've ever used, and the results are definitely transformative. Genucel is simply amazing, so stop the guessing game and start looking younger today. You'll see results in just 12 hours and complete transformation of your skin in 30 days or your money back.
Call in the next 20 minutes and get the legendary Esotique Facial Cream free when you dial 800-822-6145. Mention Dr. Ken. 800-822-6145 for Genucel. Again, the number, 800-822-6145.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Never take it seriously. If you never take it seriously, you never get hurt. If you never get hurt, you always have fun. And if you ever get lonely, just go to the record store and visit your friends.
We come off like amateurs. Some average band trying to come to grips with success. Jealous and fighting and breaking up. We're buffoons. Rock and roll can save the world? The chicks are great?
You cannot make friends with the rock stars. If you're going to be a true journalist, no, a rock journalist, you first never get paid much. But you will get free records from the record company.
This is Fever Dog by Stillwater from the movie Almost Famous. Stillwater is a fictional band that was the main character in trying to interview throughout the movie. The character. This kind of movie sends me no place. It's like a forgettable bunch of nonsense. Well, see, there's a difference in our taste.
You just kind of chronicling the history of rock and roll and the Rock and Roll Reporter.
From what era? I didn't see anybody from the 50s or 60s in
No, from the late 60s. Yeah. Late 60s.
Yeah. The whole Chucker, thing takes place in the early 70s.
Early 70s, thank you.
Chucker, what's your rendering on this song? Not on the song, but on the
movie? I like
like it. It's a good film. It's not one of my favorites, but it's good. It established Kate Hudson as a major player in the business.
And Russell...
sort of wore out a welcome.
And what's his name? Russell, the writer. Russell Crowe? No, not Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe.
Cameron Crowe.
Thank
him
you.
Too.
That's
him
the
too.
Writer. And he went on to write a bunch of big movies.
Mm-hmm. All right, Chucker is here. Chuck, he wrote Jerry Maguire. That's a good movie.
Yeah.
All right, sure. Let's keep moving here. Chuck Curry is here with some movie news. I thought it was interesting, Chucker, that screenings of Lord of the Rings being accompanied by at the Lincoln Center, being accompanied by live orchestras the Lincoln Center.
I think it's really cool if you like the film. I'm in the minority. I find the first two Lord of the Rings movies to be wildly overlong and boring, but really? I'm in the minority.
Yeah. All right. Well,
I just wanted to point out real quick, Richard Kiel, the actor who played the Jaws in two James Bond films, The Spy Who Loved Me and Moonraker, passed away yesterday at the age of 74.
7 feet 2 inches tall. He played good guys and bad guys, but he was one the ending scene in Moonraker where he's got that little girl and they apparently are going, they both get blown up at the end.
It's great.
Right? And that's a memorable scene there. And
he's a great character in those films. And he also is in The Longest Yard with Burr Reynolds.
Yeah. Yep.
Really, really good, interesting presence on screen.
All right, Chucker has some more movie news. Stand by for that here on Good Day.
Years ago, the family doctor was a fixture in communities across the country. He'd come into your home and personally treat whoever needed help. He was part of the family. And while that practice has faded into memory, there is someone who keeps the tradition of personal health care alive, your local HealthMart pharmacist. While much of health care has become confusing and impersonal, you can drop by your neighborhood HealthMart pharmacy anytime, where your pharmacist will know you by name, not by refill number. That's the spirit of caring you can expect from each independently owned HealthMart pharmacy around the country. So even if a doctor won't be stopping by your house today, you can stop by your local HealthMart pharmacy to get the advice, encouragement, and expert guidance you deserve. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
Hi, Chucker. What do we have in the movie news bag today?
First story, Doug, actress Jennifer Aniston getting serious Oscar buzz for a dramatic turn in a movie called Cake. Her and the film itself got a standing ovation at the Toronto Film Festival. The movie should be out sometime in November or December here in the States.
Jennifer Aniston and an Oscar, didn't see that coming.
Hmm.
What's that?
Jennifer Aniston and an Oscar, didn't see that coming.
No, she's done a few. I mean, she's considered in the business as a good actress, but most of her work is comedic in tone. Morgan Freeman, who appears to be in every other film, signed on to play a civil rights attorney in Seth MacFarlane's sequel to Ted. He will represent the foul-mouthed teddy bear. I think that's nice casting. He will play a major role in the film. And Showtime announced that Nurse Jackie will end its run next season in its seventh and final installment. I'm a big fan of that show. Edie Falco, who played Carmela on The Sopranos, star. She's really good, and the show is a quality watch on the cable network.
The interesting thing is Ted 2 is being filmed in Framingham.
Cool.
And the
video of you wrestling with the bear.
Maybe you can make a cameo, Doug.
That could be it. 59 at the hour on Good Day.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the super enzymes, all on sale for summer. at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.